You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen. Every 5 years, the PS1 Contemporary Art Center assembles a group of artists working in and around the city for its Greater New York show. It tries to catch the wave of the best of what's happening art-wise in our area right now. The show opens today, but art critic Carolina Miranda got a preview last week, and she's here now. Hi.
Hello.
So on our website, you say that this exhibition presents the meh generation. What's so meh about it?
Well, I think there's definitely a malaise that these artists are channeling. One of the things that Connie Butler, one of the curators in the show, told me was that if there was one thing, in these broad survey shows, it's very hard to find one theme that ties everything together. But if there was something that jumped out at her, it was the idea of unease, an unease about what's happening politically, an unease about what's happening to our economy, our position in the world and the environment. And that's something you definitely feel across the course of the exhibit, this somewhat listless malaise, like artists not necessarily proposing solutions to these problems, but channeling the problems.
Well, New Yorkers and especially art fans are pretty comfortable with the idea of being ill at ease. So what's the problem with that?
Well, I think what happens is, as a viewer, it can get a little bit exhausting. You know, you read the newspaper all day and you watch the news all day, and then you go and you see an art show that's about our unease, and well, you walk out feeling a little uneasy. That's not to say that there are not some amazingly energetic pieces in the show. I mean, surveys are a mixed bag, and you're always going to see a little bit of everything.
Now, this is a show that happens every 5 years, and this year it features a lot of artists that our listeners will be familiar with if they went to the Whitney Biennial or the New Museum's Younger Than Jesus show. Is there anything or anyone new in this show?
One of the positive aspects of this exhibit is that they give the artists a lot of room. So maybe they are artists that you've seen at the New Museum or at the Whitney Biennial, but they're given a lot more space to show their work. And so you really get a much broader sense of what they're about. And there's like a great installation by the photographer Ruby LaToya Frazier that shows some of her video work, an extensive selection of her pictures. So you really get to know her and what she's about. In addition to that, you are seeing folks that weren't part of those shows, and I think this is why this is an interesting exhibit, like Turkish-born photographer Pinar Yolasan, who takes these very sort of unusual photos of these voluptuous women in these head-to-toe catsuits that have these very sort of intense colors and textures, and they're fascinating pieces to see and things that hadn't been seen before.
Other than the things you've already mentioned, what are the works that are absolutely not to miss in this exhibition?
Well, I think there's two works, in addition to Pinar Yolasan's photography, there are two other works, a video installation by Sharon Hayes about gay politics that was done at the National Conventions 2 years ago that is just knock you off your socks compelling. And I think, but if you're going to end the show, if you're going to save one piece for last, I would say hit the second floor and see Rashad Newsom's video installation. He has taken hand motions out of hundreds of hip hop video clips and edited them together to the soundtrack of Carmina Burana, so it appears as if the hands are conducting the music, and it is so energizing and so hypnotizing. I actually stayed in the room and watched it like two or three times.
I've been speaking with Carolina Miranda, a regular art critic on WNYC. You can read more of her thoughts and see photos from PS1's Greater New York show on our website. Click on culture at WNYC.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.